streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom.
Face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' build right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk.
What's up, really? What's going down? I am your host with the most, Church Music, and thank you for joining me live. It's heartbreak in America right now. Let me break this down for you real slow. It's heartbreak in America right now. For the world that's in shambles, it's a heartbreak right now for America. And shouts out to Boosie because he was definitely on point when he said that America is hurting. And it's so true because I live in LA, California. Been here for a long while right now. Done very great in LA. But at the same time, LA has become a nightmare financially with the consumer gouging here in LA based on food, resources, opportunities. And you might hear that there's a lot of money in California, which it is, but it ain't nobody breaking bread like that. Trust me. And Boosie was very head on to know that all across the world, you have corporations that are moving and closing and doing major layoffs. You have people out here that they can't rent apartments. They can't afford them. They can't even afford their dream home unless you make over $100,000 a year. You have to look at that Target, Walmart's. They are considering closing down. We already have Dollar Trees and 99 cent stores in LA that are closing right now as I'm speaking. So it's just a heartbreak. Then you have those that you know and love that are actually going through it as well. Suffering. The financial opportunities out here are limited. No one's out here making no real money like that unless you're scamming or you have came into a settlement or an inheritance. But on the general basis, ain't nobody getting no money like that. And a brother that sells dope, he's only selling dope to pay bills. There's no more luxury cars or the designer or the fancy chains. Nothing of that, period. Okay? He's only selling dope to pay bills because that's what works for him. But as we see the turmoil of the world, we have to know one thing. We have to trust the Lord. God is showing you that he's coming back. No matter what the circumstances are, he's coming back. He's showing you that with tornadoes in New York, tornadoes that just occurred a couple days ago in Nebraska, God is showing you that he's not playing no more games, okay? He's showing you that fear not, people of God, for I am the Almighty God and I am with you everywhere you go. For those that believe, Okay. He's with you everywhere you go, in spite of the challenges amongst people. People don't have money. They're limited on their resources financially. Nothing's coming in, but money's going out. People need money. They need loans. They need help. They need to borrow. It's really hard times right now in America, in the hood, in the rich hood. Everybody, you better follow the structure of them Asians, because they're grouping together. They're grouping together to obtain their resource base, because they're buying up everything. They're buying up all the real estate in LA, and they're just having the houses sit. That's for a reason. Okay? What are we doing wrong as black people? Well, I'm urgently saying that we are going to have to join up together. We're going to have to. We've been talking about it for 25 years and ain't nothing been done yet. But we're going to have to join up together and figure this thing out. There's no way in the world that the world could be going through so much pressure based on Donald Trump, former president amongst trial, being convicted of hush money process. Stormy Daniels, if I'm correct, allegedly. But this is something we never seen. The destruction and the deterioration of how the government wants to tear down the American people. Social Security won't even be here in the next 10 years. It's heartbreaking, America. It's hurt right now. No one wants to go to stores. Everything is done online shopping. The consumer gouging in the grocery industry. My favorite cheesecake, which was once $3.99, 3 months from there it was $6.29, and now 2 weeks later it's $7.29. And the lady told me, because I was so concerned, like, why is this so high? She said, you know what? I ain't got nothing to do with it. I just serve it. But as long as you people keep buying this stuff, the prices are going to go up. So for those that are out there listening under the sound of my voice, we need to choose better health choice options, because that's a cheesecake and, you know, a lot of sugar in the whole nine. And really, I ain't supposed to be eating it. But so we learned the hard way in some cases. So for me, I just can't pay it. So I just can't have it. That's a lesson from God. You don't need it. And if you do got some money, you need to hold on to every dime. Out here showboating and whining and dining these women, and out here doing all these foolish purchases and buying all this silly ass designer, it don't make sense right now. Because you have to know the measurement of the world. You have to be a person of wisdom to look around you to know that things ain't looking that great on nobody's level. I know plenty of partners that got money, wealth. They're miserable, lost in the sauce, like mustard, trying to catch up, trying to figure it out. Then you have those where people just really don't have anybody to talk to. And there's a lot of pain and suffering that need to be exposed, where they want to get it out, but there's no channels in life, because everybody's on edge. Everybody's fucking over each other. And excuse my French for those that are listening, but I got to keep it all the way G100. Social media, just the foolishness of the world. It's a collapse. Everybody's on edge because no one has money. People are providing money, but no money's coming in and no money's going out. So that makes you have to go back to the drawing board. So, you know, Street Wisdom talked to me and I talked back. I'm praying for the foundation of the world, for a re-improvement, a reassessment, a fresh start for a new beginning, but I just really don't see it right now. Due to the war, University of Southern California, USC, multiple arrests, protests, arrests, lockup, the immigration. The government is bringing these people over here to LA, to New York. They have box houses where they store guns. They have key people that take these people to get these weapons to create mass destruction amongst the land of LA and other places as well. Denver, Colorado included. It's a nightmare. Crime. They're committing. Guns that they're carrying. Immigration, that's something to think about and look into, because this is the effect of what's finna happen based on what's finna go on with the world. Gun laws still questioned. It's madness right now. We gotta figure this thing out, and we, as black people, we're gonna have to join up to join together. We've been talking for 25 years. More than that, and we're still at bare minimum. You fake ass pastors, you're gonna have to get in the field with the people of God. We're gonna need more of your presence. You should be out here touching the people of God, praying for the people of God, and fact finding on how can we strengthen our community together with the leadership from the pastor. But you want us to come to your church every Sunday and praise and worship, and then you go and eat you a nice healthy meal when there's those that don't have nothing to eat. Okay? Because I don't see any of you pastors out there with trucks and food banks that are out there in the field, like a pastor that I do know, Jerome Kenneth Williams, used to be out there with U-Hauls and providing the gifts and kinds to the people of God. And he was a pastor, but he was in the field. There's no presence of any pastor in this day and age connecting with the people of God. Okay? We need you in the streets, because there's crime, there's protests, there's suffering, there's sexual trafficking, human trafficking. Your presence is needed with prayer, power prayer that comes from God. Okay? We need you, pastors, all over the world, to create a new structure of building with the people of God and creating a connection with the people of God is very important. Okay? We need more marriages. We need black love. We don't have anything to inspire us right now besides crime and financial hardship. Okay? We need other regimens to keep the body and the soul happy in God. We must stray from the dark and always walk in the light. And it's hard. It's really, really hard. But in some cases, you got to turn the pain into power. And I always stick to the motto, is thy heart right? Because if thy heart is right as mine, if so, give me your hand. Nobody's exchanging foundational friendship. Everybody's in the opportunity of being in a friendship to see what they can get from the next person. We call it use and abuse. Look at your surroundings. Look when you're driving down the street. Look at all the buildings that are closed that say for lease and for rent, all up and down the street. Okay? No one's renting these offices. They can't pay $1,700, and then they have an opportunity to pay their rent, which is another $2,700, plus bills included. That makes it $3,200. We have to use wisdom in all things. Okay? But pay attention to the world. Don't make drastic changes right now. Keep your money, whatever you have, wherever it is saved, or in the house or in the bed or on the couch. You got to keep your money to know what's going on so you can move correctly and wisdom when it jumps off and when it goes down. You have to keep $1,000 in small bills, okay, as an emergency opportunity to know what's fitting to go down. But you have to be in position. I encourage all those that are listening to church music under the sound of my voice to use wisdom in all things. It is important to benefit your health. The food is not what it used to be. Chicken doesn't taste like it used to be 15, 16 years ago. Okay? The manipulation of food is at an all-time crisis. So we have to educate ourselves, redirect ourselves, and know the foundation of the proper food to eat so that we can live to fight this war. Where we're not sick, going through chronic issues of health, we need to re-inspire the foundation of health and encourage anyone that's around you that's suffering from bad eating disorders, or that might be a diabetic and shouldn't be eating that, or has a chronic issue with sweets and they need to eliminate that from that. Let us be encouraged to educate them, to tell them, let's get away from the sugar. Let's get away from the poor eating. Let's try things like green apples and beetroot and turmeric and garlic. And let's eliminate the high fructose and the corn syrup. And let us educate one another in sensitivity. Let us share with our loved ones about hospital check, appointment check. Let us encourage each other to go to the doctor to get checked out so that we can at least know where we at. That's what my mother used to say, because, you know, I don't like doctors and all that because there's so much wickedness in the medical world. So we can't suffer in silence. You know what I'm talking about? And my beautiful mother would always say, at least know where you at. Okay? And it's the same way in anything in life. We have to at least know where we at. But pay attention, because America is hurting from crime, killing, broad day killings, foolishness, human trafficking, drug dealing, fentanyl, crisis. The world is in shambles right now. So the best thing that you can do, because a lot of people are straying away from God, Kanye West, the first, where they're blaming God because they're going through something in life. And through their prayers and their requests, they didn't get an immediate response from the Father. You woke up this morning to know your name was Kanye West. You already won, because a lot of people didn't, first and foremost. Let us get back connected, because God told everybody, including myself, all knees will bow and confess the majestic name of Jesus the Christ. Never get it twisted. Let us at least try to be a little more positive with real heartfelt love. Because just because what it looked like, it really ain't what it is. Okay? Everybody's going for each other's neck. Fathers, they're losing their children over child support. Women are not allowing these fathers to see their children because of a dispute or an issue or a housekeeping issue that has yet to be resolved. But the suffering falls on the child, because a real man in this day and age has to be raising his child. Because if not, what are we looking at? The NFL draft. Draft day for the NFL. Kids look at that to say, I want to be inspired and I want to possibly be the next greatest football player ever. Another Deion Sanders. Okay? But now they have to witness fingernails being painted. Okay? Their toes being painted with the accent of a suit. On the NFL draft day, they don't see the foundation of a glorious man of strength. They're seeing men that are the number one draft pick wearing fingernails and lip gloss and whatever the case may be. So we're praying for the world. But again, America is hurting. And Boosie, you're so right about it, brother. And I love how you're in tune with what's really going on. And that's how we move in wisdom in all things. And this is your host, Church Music, right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. And remember to like, subscribe, and share. It's very important because we're really trying to get this message out. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. And it's very important to us. And always remember, this segment is brought to you by Bros of My Blessings, faith-based apparel, where you can get exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site. And that's www.bossofmyblessings.com. Thank you for joining me.